In this bulletin, a nursing home in Queensland goes into lockdown after a health worker tests positive to COVID-19. Victoria records a net increase of 20 new virus cases. And in sport, the AFL is set to return in June. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Queensland health authorities have ramped up testing after a nurse contracted COVID-19, prompting a lockdown of the North Rockhampton Aged Care Centre. The worker tested positive last night and had been on duty recently, causing concern about the health of other staff and more than 100 residents. Health Minister Stephen Miles says the government has responded quickly to the case at the state-run facility, and anyone with symptoms should get tested.
Any staff in contact are in quarantine and have been tested. The last confirmed case in Rockhampton was on the 30th of March, so something like 7 weeks since they had their last case. Their last active case was considered recovered on the 1st of May.
Queensland has 17 active coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is reminding Australians to remain cautious this weekend and pay attention to their health needs. The federal government has unveiled its National Mental Health and Wellbeing Plan in response to the pandemic, and it's worth $48 million. Mr. Morrison says half of mental health consultations are occurring on telehealth services, and the overall number has returned to levels comparable to before the pandemic. He says as the states and territories move through the first phase of recovery, Australia is showing signs that it's on the road back to normality.
So that is welcome. It's an important reminder to all Australians. Of course, keep COVID safe, but don't neglect your other health conditions.
Victoria has recorded another 21 new cases of COVID-19, with one case being reclassified, leaving a net increase of 20. Two of the cases are connected to an outbreak at a McDonald's in the suburb of Fawkner, while one is related to the cluster at the Cedar Meats Abattoir. Minister for Mental Health Martin Foley says there's some good news attached to the numbers.
This is now the fourth day in a row where we have no new community cases of transmission. Containing the community transmission is the key to protecting the wider community from the virus's spread. There have also been no new deaths reported overnight.
The Tasmanian government is developing a recovery response program to revive its economy, which has been hit hard during the pandemic. The state's first phase of restrictions easing starts on Monday, and the government is pushing to bring forward some infrastructure projects to boost construction. Premier Peter Gutwin says the state is facing an economic crisis and everyone needs to work together to rebuild Tasmania.
During this time of recovery and rebuild, we'll also be backing business to do what they do best, investing, innovating, and most importantly, employing their fellow Tasmanians. Our state's traditional strengths haven't gone away, nor have the areas that we've seen significant growth in recently. So as part of our plan to rebuild Tasmania, we'll focus on our strengths in sectors that underpin our economy.
In sport, AFL clubs will restart training this Monday, with the league's 2020 season to begin again in June. Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says all staff and players are taking part in coronavirus testing to protect the game from any outbreaks. The competition was suspended in March after just one completed round, and full contact training will resume on May 25th. Mr. McLachlan says today's announcement is a significant step.
We know we're going to need to retain maximum flexibility with the fixture to allow for home games in each state should circumstances change. I feel confident that how we start is not how we will finish.
And now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a mostly sunny day, 22. Adelaide, sunny and 19. Melbourne, also sunny, 18. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, a shower or two clearing, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, a shower or two, 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. and Darwin mostly sunny, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.